Holding it called Dalam Beis. Rashi is top of the beginning of the Gemara. It says, so the El Resha. The second case is Kasul Gar Zishta Benimlach. So what was the case? The first case that they heard the surfer saying something? That case was a case of a person who was decided to divorce his wife. And they wrote a get, and they didn't use it. So that's case number two. How's case number one different? Each place you give, each point is what's the case. But my ilav hachi, what is it? If it's not this case, though it's a point of custom of garish tishtav and imlach. The case was a person wrote the get to use it and didn't use it. That's this case. Whereas the case is l'islam et lichtav get in the training. So, and the diik is a lashon of makrin, which means hagdolim makrim letalmideim. The teacher, the trainer, is saying, calling out to the talmidim, lashon of makrin, calling it out. Kach v'kach, kishiyob get lefanecha kasu. This is what you would do when you have to write a get. Miskir shem inish balman. They just took a name. So the language of Makrin indicates we're talking about a case of training a Talmud. So the more it goes through, then what's the chiddush of each level? The first case, it wasn't written for Gerishin at all. It was written in Islamid. It was a full intent of Gerishin, but the Nimlach, and then he changed his mind, it's possible, because it's lacking in the Vikosav, it wasn't the husband expressing himself, it was a foreign individual expressing himself. It wasn't written for this person's gerishin. The high gavra is written as an expression of this man's desire for divorce. But it wasn't written for the gerishin of this woman. Then the seifa, my kamashmalon hashmin and kvar the gerushin di day from the dobinan. So now we've covered everything. It has to be the same gerushin of that man and that woman. So the chiddush of the last case is the ein breira. The lotema, we don't argue hoover the b'shas k'siva nami daite ahai aha. Through Breira, we should say that comes out retroactively, we are inspired that was who he meant when he wrote the get. And therefore, v'ika gerishin didei v'dido. So it's a gerishin which is written for him and for her, because what, now it's his bar that was she was the one, so it was written for her. So we say in Breira doesn't work. Okay.
Is there any concept of time being a breaking the get? So if someone says, look, I want to regard my wife, you write this get, and then he changes his mind. You know, 5 years later, he says, I want to use this get now.
No.
It's fine.
Right. It'll work. There's a problem with get yashin if he lived with his wife. We have that issue of keeping Megarsha get yashin, because eventually he might have children from her, and people will see the date of the gerishin, date of the get, and assume that the child was born post their marriage, you know, out of wedlock, etc. So there's that's a dinder rabbanon, though. Okay, yashin is not a dinder raisa.
Yeah, separation.
But mitzad the mikra dinder raisa wouldn't affect that.
So the get, the date on the get, would that have to be
rewritten? No, because if at the time when it was written with intent to give immediately, the fact that he delayed it afterwards doesn't possible it. And the murder says we're not worried about in the vast majority of cases the tikkun of zman will be effective, because in general people don't do that. By the time they get to the point of writing a get, they really mean it and they're going to give it right away. They're not giving makdim per nusa. Okay, cost of the garish. So the Mishnah said that that this case over here, where he wrote it with intent for for one wife, he can't use it for the other wife. And the Rashi pointed out that it's lav davka gedol and katana, just means wife A versus wife B. So Mora says it's clear here that the problem is only that it was written for wife A, can't be used for wife B, but for wife A it could be used. So Mora is going to get involved in this is really, eventually we're going to come back to the Breira Sugya. This is going to be one of the main places in Shas, the Mora talks about Breira, it's in this Sugya. But before the Mora does that, Mora says, gets off into a side issue of, why don't we have a problem over here of a lack of clarity? If you're saying with the case, he has two wives, which is exactly the same, and he really intends to use it for wife A, so he can't use the wife B, but he can use the wife A, but it's not clear who we meant divorce. So why isn't that a problem? You see that he can divorce the wife A, you just can't use it for wife B, but for wife A he could use it. So Amar Rabba, so Rabba says, Oysemeris, this would indicate from this the following halacha. Shtei Yosef ben Shimon hadorim bi'irachas would see in Shtar Chayv al-Akherim. So why will it work? Because when the person has the get in their possession, Leah A has the get in their possession, that's proof that was given to her. So now, okay, change the scenario. There's two people in the city with the same name, and now they want to come and collect. They have a shtar chayv. So the lawyer says, I didn't borrow from you, I borrowed from the other guy. No, that's not true. That's Messiah and shtar chayv al-Akherim. So Yosef ben Shimon, A could come with the shtar to collect, and the loiva is not able to argue, you're the wrong Yosef ben Shimon. So the fact that it has his name and he has possession is sufficient to be a valid shtar. It creates a shibud and it's a valid shtar. So the same thing over here, and that we're seeing from over here, that giving it to her, which she has the right name, even though someone else has the same name, doesn't invalidate the document. Now, they can't be much shtar on each other, because we can never prove who's the loiva and who's the malfa. So if Yosef ben Shimon lends money to Yosef ben Shimon, they can't. Well, Yosef ben Shimon lent money to Yosef ben Shimon, but al-Akherim on any other person in the city, the Tosha of al-Akherim, means anybody else in the city besides the other Yosef ben Shimon, it'll work.
If one of them is in possession of the star, doesn't it mean that he's the Malva?
No. Maybe he's the Loiva and he could pay the money back and the Malva gave him the star and now he decided to play a game on the Malva and ask for the money back.
Then he gets a shover now.
So that's the eighth. The Mora says, so what's the eighth? So the eighth is a shover. But right now, but their possession of the star doesn't prove anything because I don't know why he has possession of the star. But anybody else, the possession of the star is what's the chiddush? The Morris said the chiddush over here is not chiddush for nefilah. Well, maybe really this is the wrong person who has the document. So how do you get it? The real owner dropped it, and this is now the other guy found. Say, hey, it's my name. Hey, let's go for it. We're not worried about the possibility. So the possession of the star is a valid proof that he can collect. Some more says, I'm really a buyer. So al-Akherim also indicates the way around. Let's say that it doesn't work on them. So let's say somebody else in the city has Shtar Chayv and says that Yosef ben Shimon borrowed money from me. So he goes to Yosef ben Shimon number one. He says, it wasn't me. Go to him. The Matua says, it wasn't me. Go to him. So being mitzvah shtar chayv on Yosef ben Shimon is not going to be effective. So, but they can be mitzvah al-Akherim, but al-Akherim can't be mitzvah on them because each one can be matka. I'm not the one. Well, if this is how you're looking at the Mishnah, there has to be more to the Mishnah, because and therefore your point is not valid. Because if your point is valid, so we're gonna have a problem in a different case. I'm at the Reisha, the Tani Shmi Kishimcha, the case where there was case number two in the Mishnah, that the person wrote the get to divorce his wife and changes his mind, comes along and the other person, I have the same name as you, I would like to take the get and use it to divorce my wife. So Yosef and Shimon number one can divorce his wife with this get. Just Yosef and Shimon number two can't, because it wasn't written for his gerish, it was written for the other guy's gerish. So now the woman comes and says that he's coming and using this to divorce his wife. But how can he use it? But somebody else can't be mutzei shtarchayv on them. Okay. So, why don't we argue that when this woman comes to prove that she's divorced with this get, how do we know who gave it to her? Was it really her husband who gave it to her? In other words, in the same way a malva comes to collect from the loiva gives a shtar to the malva, we say, we don't know which loiva gave it to you. Or we don't know which man gave it to you. Was it your husband or was it somebody else? It's not clear on the shtar who gave this to you to divorce. So how is it going to work? So the answer is, the reason why it works is because there's Eidim Mesira, which say that, yes, we know who her husband is, and her husband gave this get to her. And we go like Rabbi Elazar that holds Eidim Mesira are what define the get. So well, once that's true, then in case number two, the case has to be case of Eidim Mesira, and they know, so then case number three also. It's case of Eidim Mesira and the Kohen like Rabbi Elazar. So when the husband writes to divorce wife A, and then he gives it to wife A, that's valid. How do we know it's valid? Maybe really he divorced wife B and it fell out of wife B's hand and wife A found it. No, there's Eidim Mesira which tell you that they gave it to this woman. So it's not a riot to Yosef and Shimon's case over there where there's no Eidim Mesira. So Hakanami made him a serial belozer. Okay, so therefore, by a hold that Rabbis and Rayim, so Samaris is not true. Okay, Zot Rashi. It's towards the top of the page. Hakanami Motsim Megarish. We see from the Mishnah that he cannot use it for the other wife. But for the wife that it was written for, he could use it. And when later on when the wife produces this document that she's divorced, we don't say that, listen, how can we let this woman remarry? Maybe really there's something wrong over here. The Maymar, Shema lo zu nitin, lo zu nitin el lechaberta. Maybe really the story was that the divorce was from to the other wife, not to this wife. So then how'd she get it? V'nafal miyada, and then that other woman dropped it. And this woman found it. So that's what we should be chashish for. We're not chashish for that. We don't say that. The whole of an akita lay legita miyada bididoa machzikin lo. If we see that she has the get, we assume that it's hers. So the same thing over here. If Yosef Shimon number one has the get, if Yosef Shimon number one has the star that somebody owes him money, we assume that it's his star. Not that really the other guy left the money. The other guy, the other Malva dropped it and he found it. He wants to collect on somebody else's coin. We don't say that. We say if he has the get, the star, it's his star. If she has the get, it's her get.
I would think that it's not just the fact that it's in our hand, but you know, she is a chazaka that, you know, she's not going to be mizana.
Well, there's a Cheses Kashrus. There's Cheses Kashrus in the case of Gabi Gnev also. Gabi Gzeil also. We don't assume people are stealing. Well, money that's not due to them. One of the two Yazim Shimans who produces the Shtar Chayv that somebody that he is the Malva. And a Loiber Yochel Loimar, the Loiber cannot claim Loimim Chol Abisi Elami Ploini Sheshmar Kishimcha. I didn't borrow from you. I borrowed the money from the other guy who has the same name as you. And it fell from him. You're not my Baldover. He cannot argue that. Rava is deriving from our Mishnah. Lakim at the high top is the Shtara. Gabi Bey, since he's holding this Yesim Shimon is holding the star, he's able to collect the star. Okay. So Baya says back 1 second. What about the case before? Reshik Tani Kosel Lagarish, that the man wants to use, a different man wants to use the get. So it doesn't work. It means, but that man does. So what's the story? It means now the two people in the city with the same, two men with the same name. Shemus Abaylim Shavin, in the case of the Reshik, where the two husbands have the same name. Tedek Naiman, we should then, according to your thought process, Harishan Shinitab Lashmoy Megarish Bay. So it means but man number one who was it was written for him could use it. And later on when the woman wants to remarry based on it, Lawyer Mina Mishum Khumra Adeshus Ish Shemaloy Balashozu Kelsvoy Elo Akher. We're not worried about that maybe really it's the other man who wrote it and the whole she has no right to use this for to prove her divorce. We don't say that. Okay. Even with the Khumra Shish, we don't say that. I Harmina Masis and the get posh and Basra, Shayosim and Shimon Shahyuba Ir Achas. Two Yesim Shimon live in the same city. One Yesim Shimon cannot use the document of a chayv against the other one. And nobody else can make it use a shtar chayv against them. Because each one can say, I didn't borrow from you, somebody else borrowed from you, the other guy. And what's the chayv shtar then? He gave you the shtar. So, which what Rava was proving from our Mishnah point X that we're not worried about the possibility of the Nefila. So that's the Makhlokas over there, and Tanoyim, whether they can collect from somebody else. But everybody agrees, Modu, the Einachar Machsiyam Aleim, but nobody else can collect from them, can appreciate. So now, but 1 second, according to your thought process, Rabbi, that this mission over here is along, talking along the same type of circumstances. So Hakanami Lema Loi Bala Kosvoy, El Yosim Ben Shimon Akar Kosvoy Li Ishtoy. Maybe what happened was the other guy wrote it for his for that other person's wife. He changed his mind. He threw it away. She writes to these garish, and this woman who wanted to get divorced took the document to prove that she's divorced, even though she's not. So why isn't that a concern? The answer is that they recognize the husband and the husband and the wife. And they know that man gave it to this woman, so she's not making a false claim. But just Eidei Chasim alone are not going to work. Even though he wrote it and had it signed, he never used it. And then it was given to this woman afterwards. She found it. I don't know what Moshe Luzu means. So once that's true, then Uriah is not Uriah anymore, Rafa. Hachna made him a Sira. But Leka, Lemecha, Shemech, Lechaberta, Nimser. Once it's Eidei Masira, we know it was given to the right woman. The woman who's producing it is the woman who received it. But if it's just Eidei Chasima, Lo'olam Eim Elecha, I could then say you're wrong. The Chashina and Shema is Chaberta Girish. The Chashina and Nefilo, you are Chashish for Nefilo, like the Madam holds that they can't be Moitzel Acherim. But I mean, I have the Sharkoiv. Yeah, who said you lent me? The guy lent me, and he dropped it, and you found it. Okay. Now, Tais over here points out in Be'edim Asira Rebelozerhi. So, why are you saying Edim Asira and Rebelozerhi? Why can't we Edim Asira and Tameirhi? But there's Edim, which no, who gave it to who? What does it do with Rebelozer? We have this outside chashash that maybe there's Nefila and the Metziah. Somebody dropped it, the other person found it, you know, it's his, and it happens to be very useful for him. He has the right name. So the answer is no, there's Edim, which no, that was given to so-and-so. So what's the other belozer? The Tosfos says no. Avol Remeir beinan shehei muchach mitocha chasima shenitzel l'shem zehu ish veishu zu. Well, ma'ani Edim Masira. The argument that Edim Masira karta Edim Chasima karta means that the validity of the document has to be intrinsic in what? The Edim makes the document into a full-fledged document. If the document is lacking in proof, it's not a document. Well, the Karta belozer, it's not lacking in proof because what makes it a document is the Edim Masira. And so by definition, you're always going to have the Edim which know the details. But according to Meir, holds Edim Chasima karti, it has to be the document as a document. The Edim Chasima has to be usable, and it's not. So it's not a valid document, according to Meir. So now Tosfos continues and says, there's a case over there later on, Haidim Agarish. That Shnaim Sheshochu Beis Gittin Ushwaseyim Shavin. There was two men who sent, each one sent the get to their wife. And we have the scenario where the men and the women have the same names. So, and now the two Gittin got mixed up. So the answer is Noisin Shtam Lazu, Vishtam Lazu. So they give both documents to each woman. So we know we know who the husbands are, we know who the wives are, we're just not sure which get goes to who. So you give both to who, each one. The Morbid says it doesn't go like Rebelozer. I don't remember the Cheshem, why not? Masha the Kermayer, Nicha, but the Morbid says like Kermayer, it works. So how does it work like Kermayer? The name is, forget about the problem getting the Sariv. It doesn't work in the first stage. It's not a clear document. Because there's two men with the same wives and that both the men and the women have the same names, so it's not a clear document. Mayor said it has to be the case, but there was Hossam Marikat appreciously Kishakosu Doris O Simon O Koye Shanika Mateka Chasima. That there was something, there was some indicator. It was Yosef ben Shimon, but one was Yosef ben Shimon ben Beryl, and one was Yosef ben Shimon ben Shmerel. So there's the name is clear by adding another generation, or some type of siman about the person, or that he was a kohen. Okay, so then ain mesira ain makirin rabbi sayin or besiman akosim, and therefore the problem was that the ain mesira. Oh, that's one of the verses. According to Rabbi Lazar, the Eidim Asira are witnessing two acts of Gerush, and each one they have no difference. With woman A, they're seeing two acts of divorce. One of them is a true act, but one of them is not. They don't know which one is which. So that's not Eidus. Even though they know, well, for sure one of them is, but that's Eidus means you know when you're seeing something, you're seeing something. I'm seeing something that said it might be that's not a valid Eidus. Well, why isn't it? Look at the names and say, well, this is there's Shimon ben Beryl. So you know who it is. Well, they didn't know who the Zeta was. But according to the mayor, that would work. Okay.
But even without that specific, I mean, let's say you're in Crown Heights, and you know Menachem Mendel, and you know, I mean. You would have to have a system in which you, I don't know, put street addresses, or I mean, you need.
According to the mayor, we pass like a blazer. According to the mayor, yeah, you would have to have it. You'd have to have something in place.
Yeah, you would. I guess the question would be, you know, how much detail you would have, because it's very easy to. You know, in this case, you go to an extra door, fine. But if you're in a big city, you know, New York.
The year after the Satmar Rebbe was Nifter, like every kid in Satmar was named Yoel. And they're all cousins, so their last names are all the same also. So there's like 10 Yoel Webers in the same class. Like, so they're called by streets. You know, Yoel Weber, Division Street, Yoel Weber, you know, Hooper Street, you know, but like the problem is, okay, they live in the same street. It was, yeah. Menachem Mendel, there's a few Menachem Mendels out there, yeah. And Ramosha,